This is the Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. Here are your hosts, Mike Herzing and Dr. Lisa Liao.
Hey, welcome everybody to the Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. I'm Mike Herzing, along with Dr. Lisa Liao.
Welcome back.
And we're coming to you from the Meridian Health Institute right here in Sugar Land, Texas. And folks, we've been talking COVID. Oh my gosh. So it's this new Delta variant. Now they're going to come out with all kinds of numbers and letters and things like that. I understand all that.
Greek alphabet.
It's the Greek alphabet. Oh boy. Okay, now, where are we at? We talked about last week. Has anything changed? Anything gone crazy this last week?
I think the biggest concern that we're hearing from parents is that they're going back to school and their kids really don't want to be wearing the mask. And in lots of places, grades 6 through 12 are mandating masks. So I know that that's a big change. And so even for our elementary school students, I mean, as a grandparent, you're a grandparent, you know, one of the things that we did for ours was that we did superheroes, you know, two boys. And we also did Star Wars because that was also a favorite because, you know, right before COVID, we had gone to Disney World, actually, in Florida.
Yeah, thanks for the invitation.
And it is one of the happiest places on earth. So we did that, and that just really brought us a bond to all the Star Wars because that's the generation I grew up in. I mean, granted, you know, I can go back to Star Trek for those of you who are dated and know what that is. And for those of you who don't, Star Wars, you understand.
I have to go back to Roy Rogers.
Okay, well, I like Roy Rogers, too. I like Roy Rogers, too. We can go back to some black and whites. We've been watching TV for a very long time.
The rabbit ears with tinfoil on them. Okay, all right. Yes. All right, but let's talk about that. Kids, I've been involved in schools. I'm a teacher for the Sky Fair School District for automotive and things like that. And I can tell you the kids that stayed home last year mostly failed. Mm-hmm. And the younger kids really need that interaction. They need, when you look at a child and he's sitting in class and they have that lost look, you can't replicate that on a screen, a video screen. You know what I mean? So they're going to come back. They need it to just progress because right now the district's just passed them and we won't even get into that nightmare. But point is, as a parent, what do we really need to do?
So one of the things is that if you're finding that your child is not looking at his homework, because I can guarantee you they are having homework, or they seem very disengaged, you already understand that they are not understanding. And once they do not understand what their homework assignment is and how to do it, they are going to disengage.
Right.
And when they disengage, they're just not going to complete their homework assignments. So that is, you know, with email, with being able to text the teachers, I was about to say the physicians, the teachers, is finding out if there is some programs that are after school or before school to help them with their homework, and number two, to catch them up, because some of the kids are really behind. I think this was the largest class they ever had in summer school this past year.
And they're going on like crazy. But now the question is, what about, you mentioned earlier when we were off the air about vitamins and kids. I'm like, kids need vitamins?
Kids need vitamins.
How important is their diet?
Unless your children are eating their vegetables all the time.
Yeah, right.
And I can guarantee that's not happening. That, yes, they need vitamins, multivitamins, just like you do. Their pediatrician can also check their vitamin D levels to make sure that they are supplemented the way they need to, or you can just add that to their regimen. A lot of the multivitamins have vitamin D, and you can also ask your pediatrician or your primary care physician, your internal med peds practitioner, what that should be. So it's also following the vitamin protocol as well. Mm-hmm. Again, the kids need to eat well, they need to have their snacks, and they need to exercise.
And be outside for vitamin D?
Being outside is really great, but you know what? We have 111, 112 index.
Yeah, well.
So right now, early morning.
Right, sure.
And then they need to be inside.
Okay, kids, vaccinations.
So,
What is the medical community's opinion, or do they even have one?
Well, I think the medical community in itself is pretty divided on who should be vaccinated. And then we have our people who are anti-vaxxers, and then the people who are vaxxers, who everybody should be vaccinated. You know, the key is that we're on emergency use authorization with the FDA, and Pfizer is going out for trying to get emergency use authorization for children under the age of 12, so from the age of 5 to 12. So the key is that, you know, when you go to the airport, basically, if your child is above two, they're supposed to be wearing a mask.
Right.
So in any government facility. So, you know, if you have to wear that mask, make it fun for the kids. You know, I think it's pretty daunting if you don't have a mask. And the reason I say that is, you know, we have a service dog here in the office, and her name is Dr. Dog.
She runs the place.
Denali. She does. She runs the place. And when we were all wearing masks, you know, she was definitely acting different. So you can imagine that not only our pets are acting different, those of us that are adults are acting a little bit different, and then we have our children that are trying to mimic what we are doing. So it's being calm, decreasing the anxiety in the household. If you find that you are more anxious than usual, then call your doctor. You know, there's a medical and a dental component to anxiety, so we want to mitigate that and help you be your very best and be your very best now while we have this going on in our country. It will pass. It's just going to take a long time to pass.
Okay. Now, kids get sick.
Yes, they do.
They do. My grandkids, I mean, they went through a year where they got nothing but strep throats all the time. And the kids get, I mean, they are always something. Because,
yes.
You know, they're like in a little Petri dish.
They are a Petri dish.
Okay, they are a Petri dish. All right. How do you know when to go, okay, I need to go get tested?
So I share with everybody is that if they're having a summer cold right now, this is the time to go ahead and get tested. However, you need to wait 5 days. Because the body has to react with antibodies. If you've been exposed to somebody, you need to wait a few more days in order to go ahead and have that test, because it takes a little while for the body. You can come back negative at first and then a couple of days be positive. So again, ask your physician. Don't just rely on what the web is saying. Don't rely just what the news is saying. Talk to your doctor in order to get the information that is right for you as an individual.
Okay, so the test, basically, your body, as soon as you get something bad in it, it builds up antibodies. The test detects the antibodies.
Right, and okay. Your body has to be at a certain percentage for it to even react to the test.
Right.
So that's okay. The key is that not every test is 100%. It might only be 50% accurate. That's okay. Why we choose the PCR. And PCR is not the best test that is out there. I don't think we've developed the best test. However, the scientists and the doctors were all working on it. So we're going to keep working on it.
You know, I've got friends that had COVID and they didn't even know it until they got tested. And they went, somebody goes, you already had it. I'm like, what? You have all the antibodies in your system. You've already. And so there are people out there that get it really bad for some mm-hmm. reason, and there's some people out there that doesn't even bother them
right.
for some reason. And there's no real correlation so far, is there?
We do not have that correlation yet. There have been some studies that they're believing that O positives will react better than other blood types. However, you know, there's not anything that is truly convincing in my opinion, and I'm going to say that as in my opinion, yet. However, I do believe we're going to have better answers every day. We're getting new information. You know, our team, we have a crew here that at 4:30, 5:30 in the morning, we are actually exchanging the different studies that we read the night before or the morning of, because some of us wake up very early. And so that's the best time to plan for the rest of the day. So we are going to be as up-to-date as we can and that we are knowledgeable for, so that we can also direct you to the information that's coming out.
Because every time you turn on one channel, ABC or CBS or NBC or Fox or whatever, everybody's going to give you all these different opinions.
Right.
And it's like, who do you listen to? I mean, because a lot of it's politically motivated and things like that. And this is not something
and that's
you,
why we
to
like
make politics with.
Certain you know journals, because I mean? It's not about politics. And,
right.
And I think one of the things that got a lot of us as medical professionals, that we got them very, there's somebody that's coming in, so I'm waving to them, hello. And one of the things that was really surprising was uh-huh. that there was 70 nurses. They were all vaccinated. They went to a conference in Vegas. And of those, 35 of them were positive for COVID coming back.
Wow.
So that's pretty overwhelming, because they had to go through therapy and some of them got very sick. Some of them just had some basic symptoms. So the key is that you can still get it even though you've been vaccinated. We just don't know all the truth or yeah. the symptoms that go with it.
That and not everything stays in Vegas.
And not everything stays in Vegas.
You know?
Yeah, we want it to stay there, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it's just, so if you've got kids, we need to be worried about it. If you've got a child that maybe has asthma or some kind of
or you have
problem,
a family member that's living with you that is going under chemotherapy or radiation or other cancer therapy or an autoimmune illness, and they're on what we call biologics. So they're immune. They are immunosuppressed. You know, these are all the things that you have to think about. They might be your grandchildren that are coming to visit. You know, they've been a petri dish over at while they've been at school. So these are things that you have to think about. You know, there's already a rise again in nursing homes that the nursing home staff is vaccinated as well as the people that are living there. So we just have to continue to do the best that we can, keep your anxiety levels low as possible, start talking about it to each other, and make the best decision for you and your family.
Okay, real quick, as we're running out of time, can I take something, you know, if normally if cold and flu season, things like that, I'll take something to help bump up my immune system. You know, whether it's, some people say vitamin C, some people say this, some people say Flintstone vitamins, some people say all kinds of stuff, but whatever works for them.
Great.
Do you recommend that?
Yes, I do recommend for patients to take vitamins. And what I'll do is I will make a list on our comments so that you have those as well as the links. And in addition to that, you know, I encourage everybody, you are what you eat. Eat a healthy diet, healthy nutritional plan. Don't call it even a diet. I encourage it's a nutritional plan. And number two, get your exercise in. Build up your immune system so that we can all fight this together.
Awesome. All right. Anything else in closing?
Wash your hands. Wear your mask. I know we're back to that.
I know. I hate
it's that. What we know. More importantly, you know, I've always kept hand sanitizer anyway, so that's nothing new for me. So I encourage everybody to keep that hand sanitizer very handy so that it's usable. If you're going shopping, you're out there doing the grocery store list, there's a lot of things that you can do from doing web orders. I do what you can to decrease your risk, and that's all that we can do right now.
Think how much
just
that
do the best you can.
We've changed over the last year or two on web orders and shopping and
yes,
stuff like that.
I now use DoorDash and Instacart. Never thought I would do that.
I didn't either, but it works. And you know, it's funny, you don't buy as much, do you?
I don't know. Some of us might buy more.
All right. Now, folks, if any kind of topic you want us to hit, check out, send the information here at info@everydayhealthhacker.com or even everydayhealthhackers.com. We'd be glad to answer anything. This lady here will answer all your questions, things like that. Or if you have any great topics you want us to tackle, that'd be great.
Yes, we look forward to your comments. Please like us and subscribe on any platform you choose, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
Yeah, we're all over the place. On behalf of Dr. Lisa Liao, the great staff right here at Meridian Health Institute, I always say medical and dental, but it's Health Institute. I know. Our producer, Jack McCraw, and myself want to thank everybody for watching and listening today. And please subscribe. And like we always said, we hope you love it. And if you do, please let us know. So check us out.
So subscribe, please. Hit the button.
Hit the button. There you go. Thanks a lot. Have a great week.